NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Since the devastating floods on July 8th, the Mescalero Fish Hatchery has lost about 80% of its fish. They say despite the setback, their dedicated staff has been working nonstop to salvage what remains. The hatchery stated, anyone interested in lending a hand should head on over. And Fernando Ortega of Roswell is facing 4 felony counts after 2 teenage passengers in the vehicle he was driving allegedly opened fire on another car. 23-year-old Ortega was arrested and charged with 1 count each of shooting at or from a motor vehicle, conspiracy to commit shooting at or from a motor vehicle, tampering with evidence, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Police say the 2 passengers in the vehicle, a 14 and a 17-year-old, are accused of opening fire on a Cadillac with a 9mm pistol and an AR-style rifle. The Cadillac crashed in a front yard on the 2300 block of South Baylor Avenue in Roswell after being fired upon. And officials are reminding people to be aware of frauds and scams after the recent flooding. Those interested in donating or helping should contact either the Community Foundation of Lincoln County or the Humane Society of Lincoln County. Donations can be made online at cfolc.org or hslcnm.org. And New Mexico's 2025 fair season kicks off in July, running through October. And while many county and regional fairs may include rides and games, food, entertainment, and competitions, most are centered around agriculture. In South Central and Southeast New Mexico, the fair schedule starts with the Chavez County Fair July 21st through 26th, Eddy County Fair July 22nd through 26th, Lee County Fair August 1st through 9th, the Lincoln County Fair August 4th through 9th. The New Mexico State Fair runs September 4th through the 14th. The Otero County Fair runs September 17th through 20th. And the Eastern New Mexico State Fair runs September 30th through October 5th. At the center of each fair, no matter how big or small, is community. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.